Imagine you were hit by a car tomorrow and were rushed to the emergency room. You fade in and out of consciousness, finally awakening to find the janitor is helping out with your operation. While you lay there confused, he winks, smiles and says two words. Doctor Shortage. Canada's healthcare system isn't quite there, but we routinely hear about shortages of staff across the country. Over 6 million Canadians don't have a family doctor. From coast to coast, we hear about shortages of nurses. Ultimately, these shortages hurt patients. This is a problem widely acknowledged across the political spectrum. While governments, including Premier Ebbies, often focus on recruiting more doctors and nurses from abroad, there is another place to look for healthcare staff, within BC's borders. A new study from SecondStreet.org examines the number of Canadian doctors and nurses who have an active license to practice in states along the U.S. border, Washington State, Idaho, etc. Across the country, there were nearly 10,000 such cases. Border states had issued licenses to 901 doctors and nurses with BC mailing addresses. There are a couple of important points to note. For one, it's uncertain how many of these workers are commuting across the border, how many have moved to the U.S., and how many are planning to move in the future. However, it's not a simple process to become accredited to work in the U.S. The paperwork is one thing, but there's also a $450 U.S. fee for accreditation on top of general licensing fees, which vary by state, for nurses. Thus, these workers are unlikely to be casually playing the field. It's also important to note the true total is likely much higher. This report focuses only on states along the border. The top state to issue licenses to BC nurses was, surprisingly, not Washington, 354. It was actually New York, 427. If one were to seek out the data for other faraway states, such as California, Florida, Arizona, etc., one would likely find hundreds more workers who have left. So, what can be learned from this? For one, governments could listen to healthcare workers to learn more about what would convince them to stay in the province. While SecondStreet.org was unable to survey health workers in BC who have licenses in the U.S., insight into this matter can be gleaned from our survey of Ontario nurses who work in Michigan. Intuitively, one might think that compensation is the main reason nurses are leaving to work in the United States, but that's not what the data shows. The top reason Ontario nurses indicated they chose to work in Michigan was actually availability of work. Many noted they were offered part-time shifts in Canada, but chose the U.S. as they could secure full-time positions with more predictable schedules. Compensation was the second most common response, but right on its heels was working conditions. A common complaint was that there was more modern equipment and higher standards of care south of the border. Perhaps BC could reduce the province's healthcare bureaucracy and use the savings to modernize hospitals, further helping to attract doctors and nurses to stay in the province. Does the province really need 64 vice presidents across the province's 6 health authorities, each making generous 6-figure salaries? Another option would be for BC's government to work with the nurses' union to loosen seniority rules and scheduling, allowing more new healthcare workers to access consistent, reliable hours. Another option would be to simply reduce the number of part-time roles and create more full-time positions. As you can see, two of the top three reasons why Ontario nurses chose to work in Michigan didn't even involve compensation. A second way Canada could retain more healthcare workers is through private clinics. Private clinics have less bureaucracy and aren't unionized, so they have the potential to be more flexible and responsive to what workers are seeking, whether it be predictable hours, better compensation or other workplace matters. Most importantly, private clinics give workers more choice in terms of where to work. To be sure, convincing BC health workers to remain in the province is not a be-all and end-all solution, but it could help address the province's shortage of healthcare workers. Dom Lukic is the communications director for SecondStreet.org, a Canadian public policy think tank.